Blog Talk Radio.
I'll be the last one standing, two hands in the air, I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me when it's over. I live for the battle, I'm a soldier. Yeah, I'm a fighter like Rocky. Put your flag on your back like Ali. Yeah, I'm the greatest, I'm stronger. Bet my dues can't lose, I'ma own ya. Hey, I've been working my whole life, and now it's do or die. I am invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable.
And that theme can only mean one thing. We are back right here on ASWF Aftermath, live from the Subhome Vapor Studios. Michael Carnahan joined here tonight by a certain few guests, but we'll get to that in a minute. We are on the journey to ASWF Aftermath number 19. Crazy to think that the ASWF's been around for that long, let alone as long as I've been your voice of the ASWF, Michael Carnahan. But we're going to get right down into business here. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Insane Shane making his return back to the ASWF. Just cleared earlier this week back into competition after a dastardly attack by a masked man just 4 weeks ago from this past Saturday. Or this coming up Saturday, excuse me. And then we also got quite a few more things to go on, but without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring in our first guest. You guys will recognize him from previous episodes of ASWF Aftermath, and he is the infamous one, Double J. He's coming back into a show. But ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I'm going to bring the infamous one in. Double J, I know you have a lot on your mind, especially your client 2 weeks ago being forced out of the ASWF, but you've maintained on social media it's a new beginning and you're going to get stronger than ever. And I mean, we saw a little bit of that plan come to fruition.
Let me tell you something. We ain't changing anything on ASWF. Cutting you off was the best here. The beautiful studios right back here and the Subhome Vapors. Man, everything's really changed up here in the studio. Man, we have breathed life and back into ASWF Aftermath. And, you know, you was alluding to I lost something behind me, Michael, I didn't lose anything behind me. It's called looking in the rearview mirror and not looking back. I'm throttling forward. As you know, we're going on the road right now, the journey to the anniversary show. And, you know, I don't look back in the rearview mirror. I just keep going forward. You know, like I said, I am with the new golden ticket winner, Mark Wolf. Yes, a good job, Mark Wolf. That's what I'm talking about. You know, he comes into the ASWF. We had to drop some trash off in the rear view, like I said, and now we have the golden ticket. You know what that means, Michael? What's that mean, Michael?
Michael, you cut out there for a second. another trophy for your trophy case, the infamous one, and your client managed to get it done. So, I mean, tip of the hat. It wasn't without I believe Bad Brad might actually be, they might be doing this as a cohesive unit. Isn't that shocking? But, I mean, go ahead. What's your thoughts right now on the situation involving Insane Shane just being cleared by?
You know, I will get to Mom. The Evolution champion, you know, everybody gets an injury and everybody gets hurt. I understand that. But the thing is, the way me and Mark look at it, and we have talked about it, we don't capitalize on what he's doing or anything like that. We sit there and think, well, we hope he gets back to being 100%, because we want him at his best. And, you know, we're just eating our popcorn and enjoying, but you know, this masked man, he's left a gap open. That's what we're sitting there looking at. And these other guys that's come in, I'm gonna name a couple I know off the top of my head. Forgive me, because I don't pay attention. The only thing I pay attention to with my clients is the gold. You know, the infamous one knows how to get to the gold, and you know, and you work your way all the way. I start at the top, and I'm telling you, that's how I get it. Right then for these guys, it's my clients. But anyways, you know, guys like what's his name, Mark, or not Mark, but Max Stone comes in there and brutally attacks these other guys in the ring. You know, I'm sorry that it feels like I'm being a big shot around here, because I'm not. I just got a lot going on with Mark and Insane Andrew. You know, Insane Shane. You know what's going to happen is, you're going to slip up. And this guy that's dressed in black, I've never seen him for in my entire life, Michael. I don't even know who he is. I've seen him come to the front door. I've seen him on the monitor, because I had to go back and watch, because I thought a fan or somebody got in the ring. And this guy is dangerous. I don't know who he is. Never seen him. He's never been in the locker room. We just seen him come out. And, you know, I've seen where from Bad Brad and him telling me that they was looking into it, see who it was, and investigating. So I didn't really pay attention to much to that. And so whoever this masked man is, you know, he's gunning for Shane. You know, he's just came off this injury. Who knows if this Saturday coming back, if this when this masked man is going to attack, or where he's going to be at, or how he's going to attack. You know, because he can take anybody out and put an injury and put him in the hospital, you know, for a long time. You know, so you got to keep. That's another thing, you know, about Shane. He's going to have to listen. He's going to have to prepare himself to keep eyeballs in the back of his head at all times. He don't have to. He don't just be worried about the masked man. He's better be worried about me and Mark Wolf as well, because we got the golden ticket. He is a marked man by everybody because of what he's got, what his championship, what it means. Do you really want it, Shane? Shane, if you're laying in a bed somewhere, if you can hear my voice, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to keep your baby? And what I'm talking about is your Evolution title, because I'm going to tell you, if we make a choosing to come after you, I'm going to tell you right now, you better do your homework. You better do your homework, because I'm telling you, when I tell you something, it's come to light. I don't keep it in the dark very long. It comes to light. Shane, if we come after you, me or Mark Wolf, at any given time, this is not a threat. It's a promise. I want to put you back where you belong. It's your go back to MMA, and you keep your ass out of professional wrestling.
Absolutely, and I mean, that's strong words coming from the infamous one, basically putting everybody on notice that the golden ticket winner, Mr. Golden Ticket, Mark Wolf, is going to be gunning for anybody and everybody in that ASWF locker room. Nobody is safe, but we're going to go ahead without further ado. We're going to bring on the brand new co-commissioner of the ASWF, Mr. Bad Brad. And we're going to bring him on right now.
Hi, can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
And there you go. With that sound, without further ado, we're going to bring in the co-commissioner of ASWF. Brad, are you with us?
Absolutely. How are we doing tonight, gentlemen?
Hey, it's great to be back on the air with ASWF Aftermath. I think Double J's over here trying to pop bottles of champagne. He's feeling pretty good after his client wins the golden ticket. So, Brad, what you got for us this week?
Oh, that's absolutely great. It's great to be in the ASWF. It's great to have a partnership with the infamous one. And damn, it feels good to be me, as I have found my way into the co-commissionership of the ASWF. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Your co-commissioner is none other than me. And it feels great to have a little bit of say, because I've sat back and idly watched as Joey Britt and Ricky Rowland and the powers to be at the ASWF have done nothing but tilt the odds in their favor. And so, therefore, I had to find an opening, and an opening I found. And there I have restored a little order to the ASWF, a little fairness, shall we say, a little competition in the ASWF. Now, let me set the record straight. Gaston Stallion has been immediately removed from his contract at ASWF by his own accord. That wasn't Double J. I've watched the film. That wasn't Double J. That was a man that went against the teachings, the lessons, the earnings of Double J. See, Gaston got greedy and got hungry, and he let a champion put him out of his misery. So that's done and over. And I say champion because, as we all know, I've always been a guy that says that champions aren't champions until they defend their title. Well, Cataclysm, my hat off to you. You've done just that. You've defended it. So I will consider you a true champion now. My congratulations to you, sir. But on the other hand, got big news for this Saturday. I've been on the phone, unfortunately, with Joey Britt and ASWF because I still have to deal with them, but it's fine. And we're working out an agreement, a contractual, I guess whatever you want to call it, to try and figure out a number one contender for the ASWF Heavyweight Championship. And so that will be revealed Saturday. So that's something to come to the show and look forward to. How we're going to get there, who knows, because I'm met with opposition at every turn. But I've been met with opposition at every turn since I've been in ASWF. I mean, if you go back and ask Double J, this time, what, 2 years ago, we stood atop Action Jackson, Austin Lane, superstars in the ASWF, heavy hitters in the ASWF. We stood above them. We stood victorious, and that's what we're going to do from here on out. Now, let me dispel the rumors. The Infamous Connection is alive and well, but it doesn't involve me, because as calculated and as cunning as I am, I still have a relationship with Double J. Absolutely. We're buddies. We're pals. We're friends. We're amigos, as L. Ray wants to say. But he's a man of his own cloth. And so, therefore, he's going to do what he's going to do, and I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And he'll make champions, and I'll make fairness, and I'll bring competition back to a stagnant, dying ASWF, thanks to Ricky Rowland and Joey Britt.
Well, and Brad, you hit on a point there that a lot of ASWF fans are worried about, is you potentially showing favoritism to clients of Double J.
Whoa. Double J can attest, neither one of us have ever done anything wrong in ASWF. We've never cheated. We've never stacked the odds. We've never done any of that.
That's questionable.
We're all about fairness. No, absolutely. No way that's questionable. We're about fairness. We're about equality. I mean, let's face it.
Hey,
how many times have we seen Double J? How are you doing, my friend? I'm sorry you have to sit there with that guy all night long.
I'm miserable here, and I'm sitting here vaping some of the juices from Sub-Ohm Vapors out of the beautiful mods we've got from him. And I'm just telling you, sitting here listening to the trash come out of him and shaking his head over at me. We have nothing but a friendship, nothing else. I work for you. I work for the ASWF. You have done nothing but graciously helped pave the way more than Joey Britt. I mean, you had to repave the – probably have a Newport over there. But the thing is, the reason why I was going to get on here, because he's shaking his head. I mean, honestly, we did lay out Action Jackson. And another thing, I want to prove a point right here looking at you, Michael. And I know it's unscripted. I'm probably going to get fined for this or get in trouble. I'll answer to it after the show. I will. But the question is, and then probably we'll get in trouble with more than just Bad Brad and everybody else. But I'm going to go ahead and throw it out here. Where's your hero, Michael? Where's the hometown hero, the human highlight reel, Austin? Like, oh, that's it. That's it. I know what happened. The infamous one and Bad Brad, when the connection was up and still going strong as it is today, Austin Lane could not get rid of the infamous connection, so Austin Lane got on Facebook, and he's still pouting and crouting about, oh, I wish I could do this. Why are you holding your head down, Michael? It's true. You know it's true. You know Austin Lane ain't nothing but a big titty baby, and he quit ASWF because he couldn't compete with the competition that we had. We sent Austin Lane packing, did we not, Brad?
Yeah, and that's why you see him move up to other promotions across state lines, because he knows that we had an agenda set forth. You have an agenda set forth today in the state of Arkansas, in the, I'm not going to say beautiful city of Tuckerman, I'll just say the city of Tuckerman. But the fact is that, you know, we came back as a faction to prove a point. We took a year away. And see, everybody wants to make a big deal about what happened a year ago. I mean, come on. It worked. Everybody bought it. They thought we hated each other. I found my path. You found yours. And as they say, everything's golden. But, Double J, I got to ask you something. I want to know where these alleged, these accusations, this fake news, as everybody wants to throw around today, this fake, where have we cheated? And where have we stacked the deck? And where have we done anything? We've been nothing but fair. Look, I came in and I said, you know what? Whew. I mean, Double J, you remember we were in the boardroom months ago, and I said, dude, we got to do something. Because Joey Britt and Ricky Rowland are strangling, they're choking the life out of ASWF. We've got to fix it. So what do? We came in. We kind of helped Stallion win a championship with the help of Mark Wolf. You know, we got to have a little bit of muscle. They're bullies up at ASWF. We get that.
You know, and they hold that sign up here, no bullying, you know, and that's all Joey Britt. If you go back to some of the matches, even, you know, some of the guys in the back has even also mentioned, you know, the friendship of ours of down the road here. I've mentioned, you know, also how Joey Britt throws his weight around. Like, you know, if you go back in footage, you know, I even showed Michael 10 minutes before Aftermath came on and showed him how he was over in the ear of Lee Michaels talking trash to him. Or, you know, you see Joey Britt get in your face and absolutely being unprofessional and spitting on you or throwing water on commentators. I mean, who comes to a business? Because that's what we uphold is a job there. And I'm not trying to shred Joey Britt up or whatever because, you know, you've been contacted. You've been legally contacted to come on the ASMF Aftermath to rejoin the breathe the life back into it, and you don't want to show up. That's the kind of commissioner I'm talking about, Brad. You know, you got to dress to impress.
Where is Joey? Where's Joey?
Joey's not here.
Where is our fabulous, wonderful commissioner? Where is he? Exactly. What he's probably doing, and let me paint you a picture, is sitting at home, I'm sure, looking at his paperwork and watching TV, probably CNN because that's the mentality that he carries. And he's sitting here and he's mad because I'm not going to tell you what I threw in front of them today, breaking news, by the way, but I'm not going to give it to you. You're going to have to come to the show Saturday night, pay your $5 to get in if you've got it. bum it from your mom or something. Who knows? Do whatever you got to do. Be there. But I threw some interesting scenarios out, and I think we have a match lined up. Now, the last time that I made a match, you know, somebody had to come out and throw Lee Michaels in the mix, and then they had to come out and make it a hardcore match, and I'm sure the folks from Harding University enjoyed that. But, Michael, let me ask you this. Since you've been back at ASWF, that hardcore match at ASWF and the number one contenders match and the matches that I've personally had a hand in, have they not been entertaining? Have they not put asses in the seats? Thank you, and you're welcome.
Absolutely. They've been entertaining, and I will give you credit where credit's due, Brad. You have brought a level of entertainment to the ASWF. I'm going to give you all the credit. But one thing I do want to hit on is I've also been in contact with Mr. Britt, and he actually told me today that what he's actually working on is he is actually trying to figure out the identity of this individual who attacked Insane Shane. And he said he was actually working with you on that to try to figure out who that is. I was wondering if you maybe could give us an update on your investigation with Joey and if you guys may have been able to find out who it is yet.
What investigation? I mean, you got a masked guy that shows up out of nowhere and attacks Shane Bridges, and I don't know what to tell you. I'm not concerned about a said guy. I'm sure that'll be revealed in time. Because, like Double J alluded to earlier in the show, the fact of the matter is this, is that when you have a true champion like Shane, you're going to have guys that are maybe eager to get a piece of that, whether it's the X Division Championship or the Lightweight Championship or the whatever championship that it is. You're going to want people to get there, and people are going to want it really, really bad. And that's the thing about it is that maybe I know who it is, maybe I don't. Maybe he's standing right here beside me, and maybe he's not. The fact of the matter is that in time, I'm sure that the mask will come off and that guy or girl, never know, could possibly challenge for a championship. Just saying.
Well, I think he's definitely made it clear that that is his goal, to rip the one thing that matters most to Insane Shane away from him. But while we're on the subject of people attacking the Evolution champion, let me know right now. I mean, your thoughts on Max Stone, the attitude change of young Max Stone, a guy who was rising through the ranks and he was almost there, and then all of a sudden he decides to take a cheap way and take a cheap shot at Insane Shane, and all of a sudden somehow you reward him with a ASWF Evolution title match. Of course, I'm.
Why wouldn't I? Exactly. Tell me why I wouldn't. Please tell me why I would not give a man like Max Stone an opportunity, something he deserves. I'll tell you why. I don't want you to answer that question because I'll answer it for you. Why did I give Max Stone a shot? Or did I give Max Stone a shot? Who knows? We'll see. But the thing about it is Max Stone deserves a shot. See, Max Stone listens and he learns, because it wasn't too long ago that the enforcer was in his ear, the hardcore ASWF legend, the enforcer, a legend in not only ASWF but in wrestling period. And see, here's the thing, what has happened since he listened? He's become an unstoppable force. Now, it looks possibly like he may have a little bit of challenge from this Will guy, but I don't think he's worried about that, because when you're hungry, when you got that taste in your mouth and you know it's right there within your fingertips, you'll knock anybody out of the way to get it. I mean, I'm a prime example. You always accomplish what you want when you want it bad enough. Just remember that.
Well, I mean, it's interesting you say that, and while we're talking about the ASWF Evolution Division, we saw an influx of talent this past weekend, or this past show. I know you weren't there, but some new signees into the Evolution Division, AD Sky. Just go ahead and let us know. I mean, the division looks better than ever right now, and you know, you got to wonder, with Insane Shane being maybe not 100%, he just got cleared, like I said, earlier this week by doctors. You got to wonder, I mean, how do you feel about the health of the ASWF Evolution Division?
I think every division in the ASWF is healthy. I think it's strong, and I think it resonates the fact that this has all happened since they announced me as co-commissioner. I mean, you got to think about this. You have to look outside the box, and that's one thing that Joey Britt and Ricky Rowan have never done, is they've never stepped outside the box. They want to keep this homegrown talent, you know, like in football, want to put a fence around the city, the area, the county, whatever. No, we've branched out. We've plucked guys from here, there, Central Arkansas, Garland County, everywhere, because you know what? As bad as I hate to say it, the fans deserve a product that's worth coming to. And that's what I bring to this. Joey brings this, let's see, the same old junk every single day. And that's not what's going to happen here with me. As long as I'm co-commissioner, I'm liable to bring Stone Cold Steve Austin in. I'm liable, I would say Austin Lane, but the lights have gone dim for the human highlight reel. The reel's almost up. I'm hearing the, you know, the old sound you heard on the old reel tape. Da, 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 da. Just saying. I mean, it is what it is, guys. The fact of the matter is that I know he's not here to defend himself, but where's he been? Where has this level of excitement been in the ASWF? It hasn't been with Joey Britt. It hasn't been with Ricky Rowland. It's come with me. And like I said, I know you're probably going to, you know, bring on guys that are going to, like that one guy, the heavyweight champion, Cataclysm. He's going to get on here and he's going to do his little psychotic laugh and be the psychotic savior and this, that, and the other. What has he really saved? As far as I'm concerned, Cataclysm owes me a debt of gratitude for being where he's at today.
Well, a lot of people, Brad, think that Cataclysm saved the ASWF from the rule of the infamous one again and the rule of Gaston Stallion, and finally put an end and made that reign of terror from the infamous one in Gaston quick and short.
Michael, let me interrupt you there for just a minute. The thing that you fail to recollect, the thing that you're failing to mention, the thing that you're trying to obviously skirt around, you're driving around the obstacle, and that is the fact that Gaston Stallion Choice, Double J, walked away, and he continued to enter himself one last time. I've got to have that championship. I've got to have it. I'll put my career on the line. That didn't work too well. It didn't work it well at all. But here's the thing. Double J will tell you, Michael, is the thing you're missing is this. The key to everything is in that briefcase. And last time I checked, from the footage that I saw, was that there was one man left standing in the ring, and that was Mark Wolf. So it looks to me like it's ASWF 0, the infamous connection 1 on the scoreboard that I'm looking at, or the infamous 1, excuse me, 1, ASWF 0, because at any point in time, right now as we are on the air talking live, a referee could go wherever Cataclysm is in that, whatever he does is looking at broken mirror and 1, 2, 3. Doesn't matter. When you got the golden ticket, you've got everything.
And, Brad, I ain't trying to be rudely interrupting you. I just want to say this. As he's pointed at the mouth, I want to take you back because you've seen the video. At the end of that match, after he threw a temper tantrum over and over, that you gave him this one opportunity, this one shot to get this title. And I said, you only have one opportunity. I told him over and over, even got up on the ring apron before the bell rung. I even told Mark Wolf, I told him over and over, you need to focus, you need to focus. And you know what? And I'm going to say this, and I hate to disgruntle this guy or his anything about his character, but this idiot got out there and went ballistic control and grabbed the microphone. And the first person that he ran to, instead of asking me or consulting me first, he ran to Joey Britt. Of all people, I said, I looked right at him off the microphone. I said, you're really going to lowball me that well? I said, you're going to go over the head of Bad Brad after he granted you this match? And I said, you're not going to consult me? He screamed in my face and said, I want a match with Cataclysm. I want to put my career on the line. And you know what I told him? I dropped the microphone like they always do at the end when you tell somebody how it goes. I dropped the microphone at his feet, and he begged me to come back. I just looked in the rear view. Me and Mark turned around and went off in the dust. But you know what, Brad? Looks like I'm looking at on the left-hand side of the call center here. Looks like we got Max Stone in the room here tonight. And I'm going to take a step back and let Michael take us and have some words with him.
Before you bring Max Stone on, let me say one thing. I will be listening, and I will be back, but I've got a meeting to – hey, yeah, come over here. Yeah. Did they see you? Come on. Hey, oh, excuse me. Damn, I'm on the air. Y'all weren't supposed to hear that. I got to talk with somebody right now, a certain individual. Yeah, they didn't see you. Come on. I'll be back in a little bit, but I am listening. So, Michael, don't think you're going to pull the wool over.
Well, with that being said, I guess Bad Brad went ahead and got out of here before Max Stone comes in, but we're going to go ahead and bring him live. Max Stone, are you with us?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Michael?
Hey, I'm here, man. Welcome to ASWF Aftermath. And, Max, one of the things I want to focus on with you here tonight is almost a little bit of an attitude change. It seems like I was saying earlier, we had a little bit of a you were so close to the ASWF Evolution title, and you were right there. And then all of a sudden, you put this edge about you, and you have this attitude change. And now all of a sudden, it just seems like you're running roughshod through the division. And as a matter of fact, I believe you just finished off Will Cage at the last show. Let us know right now, what is your focus going forward? Are you going to go straight back after the Evolution champion, Insane Shane, or moving forward, what's next for Max Stone?
Well, what's next for Max Stone is whatever they want out of Max Stone. It's whatever the promotion wants. It's not about myself at all. It's about whatever they want me to do. I'm down to do whatever they want me to do. And if they want me to go back after Shane, I will go back after Shane with no problem. If they want me to go after Will, I will go after Will. Cataclysm, I will go after Cataclysm. It don't matter. It's whoever they want me to go after.
Well, it almost sounds like you're a little bit of a hitman for the ASWF hierarchy at this point because, you know, you've gone after everybody ever since this attitude change, attacking Insane Shane after the match and everything that led up to this attitude change. Why? What was the purpose? Why did you turn your back on the fans, so to speak? And what drove you to this, Max?
See, I didn't change my back on the fans. I didn't turn on the fans whatsoever. See, the fans turned on me first. They tainted Shane's name. They wanted Shane way more than they wanted me. So it was the fans who made that decision ultimately. It wasn't me. It was the fans. They wanted me to go back. It was up to them. It wasn't nothing on my own. They just wanted me to do what I have to do. So it's whatever they want me to do. I'm down to do it.
Well, I tell you, it's definitely been a massive 360 for you thus far here in the ASWF, and we're definitely looking forward to seeing what's coming forward for Max Stone. I mean, take us through, though, your issue with Will Cage. What What is your issue with Will, or what prompted these attacks on Mr. Cage?
I have no problem with Mr. Cage. Mr. Cage, me and Mr. Cage, we trained for a year. Like, me and Mr. Cage, we're like friends. Like, I don't have a problem with him whatsoever. But when the people who's in charge tell me to go after somebody, like you say, I guess I am a hired hitman. So I guess I go after whoever they tell me to. So if they told me to go after Mr. Cage, I'm after Mr. Cage. No hard feelings whatsoever. This is a business at the end of the day.
I mean, it definitely can't knock you for that by any stretch of the imagination, Max. I mean, moving forward, though, you said you've got your eyes, you know, an open path, so to speak, for what's next. Are you still awaiting orders? Who are you taking these orders from, Max? You keep saying the higher-ups in the ASWF. Does it go as high up as the co-commissioner of the ASWF, Bad Brad? Who are you taking these orders from?
That's not for me to say. So I'm not saying. Just know somebody is calling the shot, and it ain't me, because if I was called the shots on my own, it would be a lot of change that'd be happening.
I mean, definitely, it's going to be interesting seeing how you go forward from here, and especially, you know, like I said, Insane Shane, your biggest rival right now, is just now being cleared by the doctors. And it looks like he does have a massive target on his back moving forward. I mean, it looks like it might. A lot of people have their eyes set on that. Or is your intent just to wreak havoc amongst the division?
Well, see, Shane is a champion. And once you become a champion, you do have a target on your back. And it's not just me who wants Shane. It's the whole locker room that wants Shane. He has what they want. I don't want the title. I don't want it at all. I'm only here to do what I was told to do and I was paid to do. So if they pay me to come and wreak havoc amongst the whole division, then that's what I'm going to do.
Absolutely. So, I mean, this brutal matchup that you had 2 weeks ago, this coming up Saturday, it'll be 2 weeks ago with Will. I believe it was a lot of people said that was going to be the final matchup. But, I mean, just brutality in and of itself. I mean, have you spoken with Max? I know you guys said you guys had kind of developed a bond at one point until, you know, you were told to go after him. What is you guys' relationship like now? Like, is there communication there? Are you guys good now that you guys have fought it out? What's the story now with Will?
The story with Will is that Will understands that this is a business also. He understands that we have to do what we have to do, whether it's fight your best friend or whether it's fight your brother, we have to do. He understands this, and hopefully there's no hard feelings my way, and I know it's probably no hard feelings towards him. He probably don't have no hard feelings towards me, because he understands, just like I do, that this is a business, and our business is to put on the best show possible to anybody and everybody to watch.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Max, we definitely wish you all the luck moving forward. Is there anything else you want to say to the fans going forward about what they can expect to you as you journey and you continue your journey along the way to the 19th annual anniversary show for the ASWF?
All I can say is they better be surprised. It's going to be an excited time. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of chaos happening from now until the anniversary show. I may be causing the chaos. I may be not causing the chaos. I'm not saying I am. But I know for a fact that whoever calls the shots is going to call the shots for me to win. So it doesn't matter what's going to happen. I'm just looking forward to the anniversary show. I'm looking forward to the weeks ahead. And I'm just waiting patiently for the call to come do what I have to do.
Absolutely, and, you know, we do. We honestly await with bated breath what's going to happen next, as that was Max Stone, one part of the ASWF's brand-new or craziest division, so to speak, in the ASWF, the Evolution Division. And, I mean, the hits just keep coming. as far as what's going on here in the ASWF and the Evolution Division is, like we alluded to earlier, Max Stone now almost sounds like he's a hired hitman for somebody. Somebody's pulling the strings behind Max Stone right now and letting him know. I mean, yeah.
Why are you staring at me for? Why are you staring at me? I have no idea anything. I mean, you're shaking your head, throwing your hands up all you want to over in Sub-On Paper Studios. I mean, I do not, and I have not had any conversation with this guy named Max Stone. And I have, as a future, maybe possibly down the road, but as of right now, I have not had any conversation with him, Michael, and whatsoever. Only thing I'm focused on is, like I said before, I know it's getting old. You're saying it over and over. We got the keys to the ASWF. That's all I'm going to say about it. And the thing is, anybody at any given time, like I said, as a target, they better not get in our way because they're going to end up the same as the champion's going to be laying right up at the lights.
Well, and the only reason why I looked at you is, you know, a lot of what Max said kind of rings to what exactly you just said as far as, you know, everybody's a target. And that sounds like it came almost exactly out of your mouth. I'm not sure who's pulling the strings at this point. I guess anybody can be a suspect as we talk about potentially it even being the ASWF commissioner, co-commissioner, Mr. Bad Brad, who I believe will be joining us real quick. But I believe the ASWF champion is now on the line, and he is ready to be brought in. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to cue him up right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready for the ASWF champion. And without further ado, that music can only mean one thing. The psychotic savior of the ASWF now live here on ASWF Aftermath to address the masses. Cataclysm, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I was doing just fine. And then I heard little Mr. Brad running his mouth.
I mean, you're right, Mr. The co-commissioner was on. He was on earlier as far as this goes. He made a lot of statements. He said that he's actually putting together a matchup for you this Saturday, or not for you, excuse me, for the number one contendership for your title this Saturday night coming up in the Valiant Arena. I mean, do you have any, has your people been in talks with the board? I mean, what's the situation here? Do you know what's going on?
My people, I don't have people. I have them and I, we are our own entity. Whether the people love us or they hate us, it does not matter. The point is that I hold this belt that Double J thought his guy could keep, and it will stay with me no matter what. Hello? Hello? Did I lose anybody?
You know, the thing is, Cataclysm, I left you a sack of garbage in the ring and you needed to feed on it a bit with a manai. And the thing is, I'm just leading you down that road that, like, you can say you go back to the booth and Jason Voorhees leads yourself back into the water. I'm leading you down to the slaughterhouse. You know what I'm saying? Because I hold the key to you. I hold the key St. Shane and all the ASWF tag team titles, all the titles in the ASWF. Do you not see I'm still in control? And the thing is that Cataclysm, you don't seem to know is that you think you destroyed me. I've been in the ASWF for 10 years, and there ain't been nobody, not you and not anybody in your footsteps in the past, has ever got rid of the infamous one. My clients come and go, but the infamous one still stays, Cataclysm. And you know, because you're going to come up to be a little bit short. Very
Your clients come and go, that's what you're saying. So obviously, you know, that might be, you know, a little bit on your shortcomings, not theirs. Obviously, you're not doing your job correctly, but, you know, you are very good at running your mouth. I'll give you credit on that. But past that, I don't really know.
Well, Cataclysm, glad to finally hear your voice, sir.
Hello, Mr. Brad.
You see, Cataclysm, I think we identify a lot more than you think because you are the self-proclaimed psychotic savior, and I am a legitimate savior of ASWF because I made you a champion. Let's not forget that. I gave you an opportunity. Remember that? Do you remember that, Cataclysm?
I don't need your opportunities. I make my own. I am the one that went through 20 minutes of torture with Ray Ray and Lee Michaels. I am the one that put Stallion through that match. I am the one that came out victorious. And what did you do? You stood on the sidelines and watched it happen. Yes, you allowed that to happen, but I'm the one that made it so, okay? So before you try to really, you know, inch your way in to make this like it was all you, just realize that I've always made my own path.
And Cataclysm, if you've been listening tonight, I have given you my congratulations, sir. Because
man,
you know what? I've always believed that you're not a true champion until you defend your title, and you've done that.
Twice.
And Saturday night at the ASWF Valiant Arena in Tuckerman, Arkansas, I've got my hands stirring the pot. I think you know about stirring the pot, don't you? I see your promos on YouTube and Facebook and everywhere else. I get it. And I'm not going to lie. I like your style. You're a little whacked out a little bit, but aren't we all? But I'm telling you right now, you better keep your eyes all around you because, you know, you talk about the shadows and the darkness and the refracted mirrors and all of this. There's a force coming at you, Cataclysm. I'm going to let you know that right now. And I don't know if you can handle it or not.
Oh, Brad. That's the thing. I thrive on uncertainty. I always did, growing up, locked in those rooms, sitting in that single little chair, all I had. I always thrive through the darkness. Here's the thing, though. The problem is you think that anything you throw at me is going to really bother me. It's not. It truly won't. Here's the thing. I've got your highest trophy. Your idol. Your little thing that you treasure so much. That's supposed to be the highest honor. I don't need it, unlike a lot of people. I don't have to have it. That little trophy does not make me. I make it. I'm the one that makes that valid, that makes that the top prize, the goal for everyone to go for. Whether I have it or not does not mean it does not make any consequence to me at all. So send what you want, send who you may. It does not matter to me. At the end of the day, I will raise my hand high, whether that belt in it or not, and I will know that I still did better than anything you could ever accomplish.
Or Cataclysm? I like that. I really do. I like that. I like the way you think. Again, maybe a little off, but I love the way you think. And see, here's the deal. You've had Tim Lane, Mike Anthony, Seth Sabre, a list of champions, and now we can add your name to it. And you know what I like about it, Cataclysm, is that I like the way you think because it makes me have to think better, bigger, because I'll admit I was a little bit nervous seeing the results a couple of weeks ago because I really honestly thought that Stallion was a better wrestler, but you, sir, surprised me, and you showed me that you are a legit champion. So my hat's off to you. But that's where it's going to end. Because, you can say that you make that title and all this, and you do. You do. Hey, look, the belt's about who has it. I get that. But I will, at some point, take that away from you. I promise.
Come one, come all. Brad, you really think that I fear you? You really think that I'm scared? It's going to be okay, though. It will be okay. I promise you that. This will be all right. Where's Michael at? What happened to him? He was fun to talk to. You're boring. Sorry, guys.
Laugh it up, Cataclysm. Laugh it up.
I don't care. Bye-bye.
Wow. Strong words from your champion, Michael. Pretty strong words. And let me be the first to say, again, congratulations to Cataclysm. Obviously underestimated him a little bit. Obviously, maybe the Infamous one underestimated him. We all know the Stallion underestimated him. But you know what? I've learned in doing this, and when Double J brought me from the announcer's table to the stable of the Infamous Connection, and we formed that, we learned that out of failure comes hard work, and as Floyd Money Mayweather says, dedication. And it just means that it sounds like the Infamous one is going to have to dig deeper, push a little bit harder, and instill in his client, Mark Wolf, and whom else he may be representing, that Cataclysm's no joke in the ASWF. I will not say that he's a joke in the ASWF. He may be loonier than crap, but he's dangerous. And he's driven by whatever's rattling around that head of his, and whatever he's been through locked away in those dormant dungeons of his as a kid, as he just said. Something has triggered in Cataclysm this rise to prominence. And so my hat's off to him. I'm going to be honest with you. My hat's off to him. But that just means I'm going to have to dig a little deeper and figure out a way to knock Cataclysm off the mountain. No easy task by any means. So the one that's able to do it will be the true deserving champion, whoever that shall be.
Hey, Brad, can you hear me?
I got you, Double J. I got you.
I was having technical difficulties with this stupid microphone that Micah brought in here. But what I was going to say to you before Cataclysm had us mysteriously scurry off in his dungeon, wherever he came from, I was going to ask Cataclysm if he didn't care about that belt or he didn't want to, he had defended against anybody. So what I was thinking, Brad, you just keep this in your mind and your notes, I'm sure that Hypnotic would like to have a chance at that ASWF Tibet Championship or Ace of Morta, I see what the Manai don't know is they all want to be champions.
Yeah, you're right.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely right.
ASWF title, I will give it to them. That ASWF title does have a lot of luxury, and a lot of people have turned on each other to be able to hold it. I mean, I hate to give Double Good credit, but I mean, he is right.
I'm going to stop you right there, though, and say this, is that the Manai, Hypnotic and Ace of Morta and Cataclysm, I don't think they care about titles, like you said, and that's the dangerous, scariest aspect of that group, the Manai. That's scary to know that they don't care about gold, that the gold doesn't make them, they make the gold. And if I'm a guy like the Infamous One, all respect to you, Double J, but I'm kind of not envious of your position right now, to be honest with you, because it's all about game plan. It's all about strategy, and it's going to have to be one hell of a competitor to compete with Cataclysm. We've seen that. I mean, you go back and you look at what he had put his body through against Ray, and Lee Michaels, and then to go ahead and beat Stallion in the same night and then to defend his title not once but twice. I know there's a lot of work to be done. And I'm just glad that I don't have to do that much, because let me tell you something. If I'm in Double J's shoes right now, I'm a little nervous. I'm sure he would openly admit to the fact that maybe there was a little underestimation in Cataclysm. Maybe there was. But like I said, having all the faith in my brother there, Double J, I know that he's going to come back stronger, and he's going to come back harder, and he's going to come back with a vengeance with whoever he brings to the table. And the fact that Mark Wolf has that golden ticket, last time I checked, he can cash that in at any point in time. So maybe, just maybe, we put Cataclysm through the ringer, and then Mark Wolf just comes in and gets what he's got, and then all he's got to do is defend it. Maybe.
Absolutely.
Or maybe he goes a different route.
We're going to come right back. Double J wants to respond to you specifically, Brad. When we come back, we're going to have Double J responding to you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back here at ASWF Aftermath.
Are you looking for the best deals for your vaping needs and accessories? Then check out the guys at Sub-Ohm Vapors. With daily specials on a wide selection of mods and juices, they will surely become your one-stop shop. Ray and the guys at Sub-Ohm Vapors, located at 6929 JFK Boulevard, Suite C in North Little Rock, Arkansas, want to see you. Join them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. But more importantly, visit the store or call 501-392-6487. Sub-Ohm Vapors. Vape it like you built it.
back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You already listened to the infamous one's voice right here. We breathe life back into ASWF Aftermath. Michael, thank you for letting me have the microphone for once. So here, you keep your mouth off of everything. The thing is, Brad, I'm going to address you. You were talking about me. I need to be having worries and then worrying about Cataclysm and worrying about. For that guy, I'm not, for one thing, we all know that the infamous one is not a competitor. Not by no means, I am not a competitor, so hats off for him being a wrestler. But if he does his stories inside the ring and then making sure that he keeps an ASWF title or not having a title, he does all his work inside the ring. I do mine in my brain, and I show my clients and tell my clients to show them the plan, and we execute the plan. And how many times have I failed in my lifetime? I'm not perfect. I'm not the going for us to so missing. And, you know, guy, we all know it's a legend in the WWE. But anyways, not talking about him. We're talking about the infamous one, about the Cataclysm. And the thing is, being in the back of my head, I'm not a competitor, and I'm not no means to be a wrestler. But the thing is, what I keep saying to you, Michael, time and time again, I've been in this business for 10 years, going 11 in May. In May, I've been for 11 years, and I have not been out of the ASWF. And I'm not trying to start digging the kettle black, but, you know, Bad Brad was a falling victim of being a manager-wise coming into the ASWF, trying to get rid of the infamous one. And he failed. So did his tag team fail. You got guys like Austin Lane failed. You have guys like I keep naming guys. And you know what, though, Cataclysm? I'm not going to put you on that list. You know why? Because you're not just on that list. You have made the list. Just like you, just like Shane, just like DLG. And if you don't know who DLG is, that is the Dirty Little Gang. Because we are, me and Mark Wolf, he is my client, and he owns the golden ticket. So me being kind of scared of Cataclysm as a manager-wise, as long as he's not in my bubble, in my territory, I'm fine. You know, because I don't want some ignorant call him ignorant because he is the ASWF champion, Michael. You know, he's not ignorant by no means. Scary-looking guy, laughing, looking at broke glass mirrors. Cataclysm, I'm going to tell you straight up, bud. I've been in this business for 11 years, and there's more than you laughing in my face is going to make me scared of you. You have proved me wrong at 2 weeks ago, but I did, like I said, you didn't defeat me. You defeated a former client of mine. And, you got me a while ago, and I stumbled upon my words about my clients coming and going. But let me tell you something. There's still one client still here, and I still got connection because I see him part and still in command of the infamous connection. So I still got, you know, got guys like Boss. I still in connections with Full Throttle. The names goes on and on, the guys I manage in the past. So I still have connections with them, and more so, it's been calling me every day. So I'm going to quit running my mouth here. So, Brad, just a little slight concern in my mind. Yeah, I could be worried, but as you know and everybody else knows in ASWF, I have capitalized on everything, and I will still go four speed ahead, and we will get what is ours in 2018. You could take it to the bank, buddy.
Well, Double J, I don't want to feel a little tension there. And, yeah, you're right. I failed trying to take you out of ASWF, but that's not the point anymore. That was a year ago. We've buried that hatchet. There's no heat there. There's no tension. There's no nothing. That led me to where I'm at now, though, and that was the fact that there's been a continuous – trend within the ASWF, and that's rocking Ricky Rowland and Joey Britt. And that's the fact that it doesn't matter what anybody tries to do, if that's not their game plan, that's not what's going to happen. And that's where I come in. That's where I make equality, fairness, and everything else. And let me tell you something. I got to go. Things to do. I've got people to meet with. I've got business to take care of because it takes a lot of money to fund this lifestyle. And it takes a lot of money to get where I've gotten in ASWF. And thank you so much for unfortunate times for others that I can capitalize on.
But I'm going to say this in parting. It's been fun here in ASWF Aftermath here on Talk Radio 49, a breath of fresh air to the airwaves of a stagnant, dying company. And mark my words, Michael Carnahan, mark my words, Cataclysm, OMG, Lee Michaels, Insane Chain, Will, anybody and everybody, mark my words. And you can mark Double J's words. There will be very, very soon a changing of the guard in the ASWF. Will it come in the heavyweight division? Who knows? Will it come in the evolution division? Who knows? But there will be a changing of the guard. I guarantee you that one thing right there is that the man that you're hearing, the infamous one, when he says it, you can take it to the bank. It may not happen right away, and he may stumble a little bit here and there, but you know one thing? He gets back up. He picks his clients up. He says what he has to say, and they do what they have to do, and the mission gets accomplished. So with that being said, you gentlemen have a wonderful night, and I will see everybody at the Valiant Arena maybe Saturday. Maybe it'll be at the high school. Who knows when the infamous one and Bad Brad will be in the same building together. Who knows? I'm just kidding. I'll be there March the 3rd. I've got a match to make, and I've got a contender to set up for that heavyweight division, because if I'm not there, who knows what Rockin' Ricky and Joey Britt are going to come with. Hell, they may have the parking lot outside wrestle the electric pole, because that's what they think everybody wants to see. I make matches. I make excitement, and Double J makes it happen. Good night. See you later.
Well, there it is, your ASWF co-commissioner talking here live on ASWF Aftermath and announcing that there will be a number one contendership established this coming up week on ASWF Saturday night live from the Valiant Arena. We're going to see who will be the newest challenger for Cataclysm and the ASWF Championship coming up this Saturday night. Not quite sure the details on that, who's going to be in that match, but more will be breaking, I'm sure, this week, either on Facebook or on social media. But we've got a lot to go on here this week. We've also got a little bit of late-breaking news, as it looks like, once again, I alluded to it earlier, the ASWF Board of Directors, it's obviously Journey to the Anniversary Showtime, and everybody wants to be a part of the ASWF's 19th annual anniversary show, and they want to get in their licks, so to speak, and they want to be on the card, as it looks like an ASWF Hall of Famer is going to be making his return very soon. That's all we know thus far on here on Aftermath, is that very soon an ASWF Hall of Famer will be making.
Who are you talking about? Who is the ASWF Hall of Famer coming back, Michael? I know you got to know something. I know you just – I just seen that over there on your phone while you were talking to the microphone over here. You had Joey Britt in your back pocket, and you was just digging for that information like you're digging a trench over there. What's Joey telling you over there, Michael?
Well, that's the thing. Joey's telling me absolutely nothing. No, the lips are sealed. I have no idea. I even said, hey, give me a hint, something, so I know who's coming back. And there is absolutely no information coming top of the ASWF about who they're in negotiations with. But Joey let me know. He said, rest assured, the Hall of Famer will be back in the ASWF coming into the anniversary show, or on the journey, so to speak, to the anniversary show. I mean, that's interesting to see how that's going to affect the journey.
Well, you talk about a Hall of Famer again, and you say that you're not going to allude to it, or Joey's not allude to it. You're one or two, you're lying to me. But who are they going to be digging up off the wall, ASWF Hall of Famer, Mike? I mean, who are they going to dig up off the wall there? I mean, he's coming back. I mean, is it Austin? Because he's on that wall. If he comes back, he can't come back. You know why? Because we got rid of him. That's why he went to have promotions out of the state. So who could it be, Michael, on that wall? Who's left on that wall, Hall of Famer wall? Who could be coming in? Who are they going to bring in? Are they going to get a pitcher off the wall and wrestle with it?
I absolutely do not know. It's going to be interesting moving forward to see who this Hall of Famer could be. I mean, a lot of questions coming forward going into the ASWF in these next few shows, especially, you know, for one Cataclysm. Cataclysm doesn't even know the individuals inside of the number one contendership match. But here's the thing with this. I honestly have to give Cataclysm his due. He alluded to it earlier. It doesn't matter who you pick up against Cataclysm. He's going to be able to walk through him, in his opinion. And he is just that crazy. Or, I mean, maybe I shouldn't say crazy. The dude is insane, but he's not ignorant. The guy is a metaphorical genius, so to speak, in his own right, because he has managed to concoct. And he is the psychotic savior of the ASWF. The man knows what he's doing, obviously, because he has attained the richest prize in the ASWF.
Michael, you know, you got me back on the subject again about Cataclysm, and I'm going to be professional. Like, you're sitting there telling me, pointing at me, and asking me to be professional. I got to say, and it makes me sick to the vomit in my throat, it is a good job, goodwill to you, Cataclysm. You did go through a match of a hardcore match, intense, very intense hardcore match, then turn around and beat Gaston Stallion in his ASWF. I mean, and then turns around not once, but twice. Now, in ASWF history, and I've done my homework for 10 years, I've never seen a competitor in a very, very long time like Cataclysm come into ASWF and do what he done and pulled off in the same night, very same night, after having a very, not once, but two competitors, Lee Michaels, and we all know Ray Ray. I want to mention something about Ray Ray. Ray Ray has been in this business for going on 20 years, and I have seen nothing but pure athleticism. And Gerald, you know, man, I'll tell you what, this guy can fly from the rafters. He would fly off the cliff if you told him to. This guy, and I think he's left his brains on Saturday nights at the house. I mean, but, you know, tell you what, though, Ray, being close to him and knowing him very well in the years that I grew up with him in professional wrestling and different promotions and knowing him and watching him and being close to this guy of a caliber and seeing Cataclysm rise above him and not just not talking about just Ray Ray, but Lee Michaels. I've known Lee Michaels a long time, too, and don't count him out for good because everybody wants to talk about his height and all this and that. Yeah, he comes up a little short sometimes, but he can't help it about his height. You know what I'm saying, Michael? But anyways, I'm sorry I had to say that. It was the point intended there, but Cataclysm did. Everybody knows and sees he is on top of the mountain of ASWF.
Well, I mean, I think you're cutting Lee Michaels a little short, not to make a pun there, but Michael's a former ASWF multiple times. I mean, not to belabor the point, but I think the biggest story that I'm still heading into Saturday is the condition of the ASWF Evolution champion, Insane Shane. He's just here. Here's what we know thus far. Teresa, we know that he was cleared this week. That was an on ASWF pages. That was announced that he was cleared medically. Who knows how clear he is, though. That's the problem. We have the issue going on there with him. But one thing we haven't mentioned on the show so far, the title defense of a team you mentioned earlier. 40 years in professional wrestling, and this man is still winning championships on a regular basis. Dirty Little Dave and his gang managed to beat the Lethal Injection this last show. And they managed to put it together. I mean, the question is now that Lethal Injection's out of the way, who's left to challenge in the ASWF for the champion title? But, I mean, looking at the
looking at the locker room, who's left to challenge for these tag team titles?
That is a good question. But, you know, I know what you're trying to do. I see you over looking and staring at me real hard and trying to figure out if I got anything in plans.
And I do.
All the time. Every day, 365 days a year, I got something planned. There's nothing that ever gets by the infamous one. I don't care who you are. But, you know, if I get in contact at the show because Mark is listening live right now from the beautiful city. I'm going to tell you where he's from because he told me to disclose his information where he's from. But anyways, we all know that Mark is listening live. And he did to say, again, to make sure that I would put everybody on notice. And, Mark, I have done that already. I know you're coming a little late. But, you know, DOG is coming to ASWF, and they have run Rapid Raft Shot with the help of Dirty Little Dave. And Dirty Little Dave has done 40-plus years in the business. I have seen Dave at different promotions here around Arkansas, Mississippi, Tupelo, Mississippi. And that's about as far as the infamous has been because I have a lot of things to do. And instead of traveling, I try to keep locally here and dominate the Arkansas State like I have been doing for the last 10 years. But, yeah, but being around Dave, he has had many competitors. He has fought many guys in the ring. In 40 years, you got to think, Michael, 40 years, he's fought them all. And he's fought – I mean, look how – I mean, don't count Dave's size. That's what I'm saying about Lee Michaels. Don't count their size. But you know what? Dave's got something that Lee Michaels don't. He's got 40-plus years on him. Boots, you look at them boots, they have a lot of ass kicking, but he calls it all the time to the boots to Austin Lane. He's done it recently to Ricky Rowland. He's done it to Joey Britt. He's done it to all the competitors, the lethal injection, lethal however they are because they ain't so lethal now. You know, Slam, man, magnificent Slam. I've known Slam for half a decade now, you know, from OCW. ASWF, MACW, all local promotions here in the state of Arkansas. I mean, Slam has been around a long time when limbed under the wings of Dirty Little Dave. And you know what, Michael, you just can't beat being with a legend like that, with that mentality, with that experience, and winning championships, riding up down the road. You know, I sit and listen. I'm a little inside of this. I've listened to Dave tell me, you know, and get maybe a dollar to go travel, for, sleep on park benches, sleep on the ground. You know what? Some of these guys have never done stuff like that. You know, back in the day, I used to do news and stuff like that. That's all trying to be fade away because of the new era. But the thing is, Dirty Little Dave is 20 years experience, and you can't beat that, Michael. I mean, he's the man right now, 4 years around here.
Well, I mean, Brad or Double J, excuse me, it does sound like you have a lot of respect for Dirty Little Dave and his gang. The thing I want to know is this. I mean, with all that respect, and yes, you can try to kill me or what have you, but, you know, I am trying to get the inside track. I wouldn't be doing my job trying to bring the news to the ASWF universe, so to speak, if I wasn't. But with all the respect you have for Dirty Little Dave and his gang, does that mean that maybe you would try to talk Wolf out of going after the gang?
The thing is, Michael, I don't know right now. What we're doing right now is sitting back. We've been watching videos here the past couple weeks. We've watched Cataclysm's match. We've watched the mess-ups and mishaps. Like you do in film football. I know football is a whole totally different situation than professional wrestling. But watching Cataclysm is one. Watching Shane's matches, it's two. And we see a lot of mistakes in the tag team division as well. And, you know, I know Mark knows a lot of people. I know a lot of connections. And we have been talking to a lot of people here lately for the tag team division. And what's going to happen in a couple of weeks, you know, or a couple of months, a couple of years, you never know. But the thing is, like I said again, Michael, we do hold that key. And we're just sitting back like we're eating popcorn at a movie station. But, you know, we went and socialized with Dump Tuckerman or anything and socialized with Cataclysm or Shane or anybody, them mix of them people. We would go to the beautiful cities of the privately owned by the infamous one movie theaters and watch in our convenience of my mansions and watch videos and tapes with Mark Wolf showing the mistakes like John Madden used to do on screen. Michael, I would get up and point and show. And there's just a lot of flaws I see in matches. You know, by sitting back and watching, I'm glad that the ASWF Bad Brad will let us go out and watch matches. You know what, Michael? I think we need to do this week.
I think if me and Mark get a closer look at the action this week and watch some matches, I think, and stay back from everybody, and we'll watch the little things. We're going to take some time off, I think, this weekend, and we're just going to come to the dump of the Valiant Arena and watch Cataclysm, watch all the champions, and see. But you know what? I thought about who's going to cash in this weekend, but, you know, you never know when we're going to do it. You know, cause I don't know if I don't think they paid enough money to see us cashing anything. We're just going to scope it out this weekend, I think, Michael. But you never know. But I'm not going to tell you. Why would I tell you on live air? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, that's definitely something that we never know when you guys could cash in. It's kind of like, you know, going back to the days of the Bible, no man knows the day nor the hour. And I think Mark Wolf, I think that's exactly what he likes. He likes that ability to be able to end the world, so to speak, of the ASWF as we know it. You know, I call it the dark days descending upon the ASWF, the day that Cataclysm and the Psychotic Savior took over the ASWF championship. And that's that's the mood right now, is who or when will Mark Wolf cash in? You know, as soon as Mark won that golden ticket, you started seeing guys coming out and looking over their shoulders. Everybody knows that at any moment, Mark Wolf could come in and cash in that golden ticket, so to speak, on the journey to the anniversary show. And, you know, that is something that Mark wants. Mark wants the spot on that anniversary show, and he wants it worse than anybody. But we're looking at, like I said, you know, 2 weeks ago, we haven't mentioned yet the main event 2 weeks ago, Dustin Five Star versus Action Jackson. And what a barn burner that matchup was, as Dustin Starr ends up, finally, Action Jackson ends up getting the victory over Dustin Starr and getting a measure of revenge, as their tactics, so to speak, backfire. But moving forward, you know, we talked about tag teams left in the tag team division. The OMGs still left in that tag team division, as Mike Anthony put to bed Ray Ray this last 2 weeks ago. You got to wonder right now if you're, you know, Bad Brad or Joey Britt, you have to look at them and possibly pencil them in as a top challenger for those tag team titles. You got to wonder, I mean, how does that look to you? How does the OMGs look right now, as they seem to be hotter than ever?
Well, Michael, I was sitting there thinking about when you passed me the microphone about the OMGs, and I'll be honest with you, I had an OMG moment when you passed the microphone to me, because I was just thinking, what am I going to have to say about these two? And I'm going to be honest, sitting there thinking, the infamous one has never crossed paths with Mike Anthony, and I've never had anything really hardly, but at the anniversary show, probably, I've had the anniversary show, another show. I got the anniversary on my mind. I'm so ready to be at the anniversary show. The journey to the anniversary show begins tonight. I mean, we're marching this Saturday. Another show stops there in ASWF. And the thing is that I can remember is Action Jackson was looking up at us. I mean, the Empress Connection was rising tall. I mean, he has his jokes, but I don't count him out. Action Jackson is a very great competitor, a very great athlete. He is very professional in and out of the ring. You know, and if everybody has, I'm sure, has Facebook and has any way to see Action Jackson. He's doing very well for himself. And, you know, another thing Michael, it came about, you know, with Bad Brad was sitting there talking earlier, that Mike Anthony, he just sent me a text saying, I can't believe this, Mike Anthony is undefeated at the anniversary shows. Mike Anthony has never lost at the anniversary shows at all. And, you know, that's a big thing to have as well. And another thing to think about, I don't think that if you go back to footage, I'd have to go think. I don't think I don't remember anything about, let me think on a bit. You know, Action Jackson, you're talking about, let me back it up here against Dustin Starr, that he is, you know, with his valet, when she was Maria. Yeah, you know, I don't keep up with Memphis wrestling very much anymore since it all went out of business, and I don't keep up with all that in Arkansas. But, you know, I think he's like 8-9, Mike Anthony is.
It is my bottom of my face.
Well, I mean, that is an interesting thought, you know, and that's something else you might want to look at. You know, you talk about titles when it comes to the golden ticket, but I want to reiterate, you can have any, absolutely any match you want. And, you know, I saw your eyes light up when Bad Brad texted you that Mike Anthony is undefeated at the anniversary show. Mike Anthony's undefeated at the anniversary show. You can have any moment that you want. As Mike Anthony actually, correction, is 9-0 at the anniversary show. You can have any match you want against anybody. It doesn't have to be for a title. Are you a mark possibly now? Like I said, I saw your eyes light up when you saw that. You're all about beating streaks. Is Mike Anthony on your radar at the anniversary show to possibly cash in and try to take that streak from the prominence of dominance or the face of brilliance, as it were?
Well, Michael, I see you're trying to throw some more trash on my lap here. Now, let me get out and scrape this off here and dust myself off and have another vape from the beautiful studios of Sub-Off Vapors. But the thing is, what I'm going to say, hold on. I've had a vape here for a minute, but I was just sitting there thinking about I never had any dealings with Mike Anthony. In my career, I've been up to ASWF, and I've been as long as I've been there with clients and managing folks. I've never, ever in my career of going on 10 years of managing, and, you know, I've also announced at ASWF as well, being employed at ASWF, I have never crossed paths with Mike Anthony. I have briefly crossed paths with Jackson. And, you know, like I said, I rarely fag on this subject because I barely know anything about him. But if I had to do anything to Mike Anthony, I'm going to tell you, or anything to anybody, you don't always have a game plan. I'm going to go watch videos this week on everybody. I have an appointment tomorrow afternoon with Mark Wolf, and Saturday morning as well. We're going to ride in together to Tuckerman, Arkansas. And we're going to do what we need to do there. And we're going to leave Tuckerman and come back to the beautiful city of Little Rock, Arkansas. And we're going to depart ways after that. But the thing is, I'm going to say right now, Michael, to answer your questions, I don't have any concern right now with Mike Anthony. I have no concerns about Axe Jackson. That's whatever they want to do is what they're going to do. But that, like I said before, the only thing I'm here for is to help with ASWF Aftermath and give you my input on things. And I'm sharing a big input on everything I wanted to tonight. And, you know, but like I said, I'm stumped right now. You got me about Mike Anthony.
Absolutely. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're pretty much ready to go for this Saturday night at the Valiant Arena. I think we pretty much hit on everything that we're ready to preview for this Saturday night. The Journey to the Anniversary Show coming up in April, it will happen. The Anniversary Show 19 live from the Valiant Arena and also right here on Talk Radio 49 if you can't make it to the Valiant Arena. But first priority, make sure you make it to the Valiant Arena. $5 to get in. Kids 6 and under are going to be free. And also make sure to be there at every stop on this Journey to the Anniversary Show, as you never know what's going to happen. This is the time of the year when absolutely anything can happen in the ASWF as we get ready to bring you the Anniversary Show. Everybody's gunning for a spot on that glorious Anniversary Show card. I'm very interested to see what's going to happen with the individuals like Max Stone, Will Cage, Insane Shane. We still don't know who this individual is who posed a dastardly attack, dastardly and completely unacceptable what this man did to the Evolution champion. And I can't wait till Insane Shane gets in the Valiant Arena this Saturday night. But I hope he is cleared and I hope he's ready to go, as it looks like we've got a caller calling in, getting ready to talk to us about ASWF action. Caller, are you with us?
Yes. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
What do you want to talk about,
Tom? I don't know. I'm going to be there, and you're going to see.
I'm here, caller. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely. I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me. Well, that is very good. I understand that you are talking about the ASWF, correct?
That is correct.
Oh, yes. Very good. Very good. I really enjoy the ASWF. I really like the fat man that comes out with the other fat man. He is very interesting, yes?
I believe I know who you're talking about, and that's actually our co-host, the infamous one, Bubba Wolf. Are you calling me
soft? You're not cutting out. I cannot hear you very good.
Are you calling me a beast? Is what you're calling me, Michael. How dare you? This caller, he has no clue what's going on. He's just a
fool. Oh, I am sorry. I am sorry. Yes, I come to the ASWF. I watch. I like you, big guy. You are good. You talk a lot. It is very nice. Yes?
I think he needs to go back to the China Buffet or something, wherever he's at, Newport or wherever he's called.
China
from.
Buffet? What are you talking about, this China Buffet? There is China Buffet in Tuckerman?
I doubt there's any, hardly anything in Tuckerman but an ASWF arena. I mean, the road where Austin Lane lives. I'm sure you cook for him at night.
Oh, the Austin Lane. I like him. Where he been? I do not know where this Austin Lane guy is. He is very good. I really enjoy the package powered by the Hinkle. And it is very nice. Yes?
Yes, yes. Austin Lane is a big fan of Tuckerman and Tuckerman. And we hope to see him back in the Valiant Arena one day.
Yes, yes. But the Bad Brad guy, yes, the Bad Brad guy, said they're going to be number one contender for heavyweight title. When will that match take place?
That match is going to take place this Saturday night in Valiant Arena, and you should definitely...
No. Hey, I am talking here. Give me just a second. My English is not that good. Not the match for the number one contender, but the match for the heavyweight title. When will that take place? Do you know?
I'm not sure. I know the number one contendership takes place this Saturday night.
Okay, number one contender this Saturday night. Heavyweight title match some other time. It's going to be Cataclysm whooping everybody. I think that would be fun. I like him. The mask is very cool with the long hair and the girl come out with him and the hypnotic guy. And they are very cool. I really enjoy them. But my favorites, I really like the chant OLV. Is that correct?
Do you mean OMG?
No. The old guy that comes out to the police song.
Oh, you mean the Dirty Little Gang, Dirty Little Dave, the tag team champion.
Well, why do they chant OLV then? That does not make any sense.
I think what you're referring to is the fact that Dirty Little Dave's a little bit up there in age, and they chant OLV because he's an older man.
Oh, they are making fun of him for being ancient. That is very cool. I will chant that next time. I will be there this Saturday. It will be very nice. I really like. That is very good. Very good. And the Action Jackson, he is very good. I like the little backpack on his back. That is very interesting. What is that? Is that some American custom that I do not know about?
That is what's called a camelback, and he keeps what he calls Haylaid in there. No, it's not a camel. It's just got a pack in the back of it that holds what he calls Haterade, which helps him block the haters.
Haterade? I have never heard of this. Is this something you must order online?
I guess you can probably. You'd have to ask Action Jackson at the show this Saturday night.
I will Google it. That would be very fun indeed. All right, what happened to the Bad Brad? He was cool. I was listening to him and Cataclysm argue and talk and stuff. I very liked what he had to say. It was very interesting. You are kind of boring, Michael. Double J, what are you doing right now?
I'm absolutely trying to block out what you're saying. That's what I'm doing. I can care less about you.
Oh, no, I like you. You are cool. What happened with the stallion?
Like
why do you not like me? I am amazing. I am I do not even know the word for
savings. You are. You're very flamboyant. That's what you are. You're very flamboyant.
Now, wait a second. Are you insinuating something? That is not nice.
No.
That is not nice. In this day and age, you cannot talk of... Are you assuming my gender?
No.
That is very fun, but I really enjoy that. Well, I have a question for you, Mr. Double J. Mr. Double
yeah.
J. Did I say that? Yeah, I think I said that right. What is your plan for Mr. Wolf? I know you have just talked about it, but I am very curious as to who Mr. Wolf may be possibly going after. I really would like to know this.
Well, I was going to see. You really want to know? Hello?
Yes, yes. I would like to know.
What is that sound?
I am outside.
Okay, here's his deal. Here's my plan. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here's the plan.
Now, I'm sorry, fan. The infamous one hands the mic back to me. I guess he's not ready to reveal his plan. He's over here laughing.
Oh, I am very sad now. That makes me very sad. I would like to see, what I would really like to see, if you cannot tell from the way I'm talking, I want to see Norman again. I like the Norman. He is very good, but I know he has had other things that he is doing, so that is okay. But that being said, I do not know what to do anymore. I am done talking now. I think I will go try to take a shower and go to sleep. I appreciate you letting me go.
Hey, whoa,
yes, sir. Do what?
Is this Norman Mecklenkopf calling Linda ASDS Aftermath?
No. I would like to meet the Norman guy, but I am not Norman. No. He has
much deeper voice. You sound just like Norman Mecklenkopf. This is Norman, ain't it?
No. I wish. That would be pretty cool if I was. All right, guys.
Caller, we certainly hope to see you this Saturday night up at the Valiant Arena, and we can't wait to entertain you, and maybe we can get you some haterade.
I would sit right behind the announcer's desk, even though the sleazy E guy does not announce anymore. The new guy, the wild man looking thing that sits beside your Michael, he is pretty cool. But I really like the sleazy. But I guess he decided to referee now. I do not know. But it is okay.
Yeah, sleazy has definitely moved on to the refereeing game, and we're glad to see him gone, because God knows the microphone in his hands was dangerous.
It probably smelled like fried chicken when he was done. Ha 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 ha. Goodbye, fellas. I have enjoyed talking to you. Thank you.
Goodbye. Goodbye to our caller, ladies and gentlemen. We hope to see him this Saturday night. We hope to see you all this Saturday night live at the Valiant Arena as we get ready to make another stop on the journey to the anniversary show. But, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you have had a wonderful time here on the relaunch of ASWF Aftermath. I'm going to hand it over here to the infamous one, see if he's got anything left to... The infamous one packing his things. He got a text message, and it looks like he's trying to leave out of here in a rush. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you this Saturday night live from the Valiant Arena, either right here on Talk Radio 49 or at the Valiant Arena in Tuckerman, Arkansas. $5 to get in. Kids 6 and under are free. We'll see you there, ladies and gentlemen.
Be the last one standing, two hands in the air. I'm a champion. You'll be looking up at me.